Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous.
Everybody come to the Breakfast Club. I call this the hot seat.
Y'all are wild. Can I live?
You are out of control. I can't even deal with you.
Y'all are so petty. Why are y'all so petty?
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Captain of this bitch.
Angela Yee.
I stay in everybody's business, but in a good way.
Charlamagne the God.
The ruler of rubbing you the wrong way.
The Breakfast Club.
Ain't for everybody.
Yo, good morning, Dramos.
What up, fam?
What up, what up? Peace, cameraman Steve.
Peace.
It's Tuesday! Yep, pretty much. I'm here by myself. Dramos is here. Steve, the cameraman's here. No Angela Yee, no Charlamagne. See, that's what happens when you have a holiday party on school night. Now, last night, the station had a holiday party. Everybody was jamming and rocking at the 40-40. I did the adult thing. I went to sleep early. I rested. Passed out. I did watch a little bit of the Giants game, though. Only the good parts, the first half. After that, I fell asleep. But I made it here on time, and I have no clue where Charlamagne is. But anyway, he is late. But we got a great show for you today. He'll be joining us in a little bit, I'm sure. Roddy Ricch will be joining us. You know, he has a new joint, Ballin' with Mustard. I put the forges on the Jeep, that joint. So we'll kick it with him. He's from Compton. We'll tell you all about him. And also the weather. The weather is beautiful in New York City right now, which is amazing. It's like, what, 60 degrees? 3 days ago, we had a storm where we had in Jersey, we had about 8-9 inches of snow, but today is just beautiful. I don't know what's going on with the world. I don't know what's going on with global warming. I don't know if I should like this or if I should hate this. But I'm not going to lie. Not having a jacket on this morning, walking around the city, felt pretty good. Yeah, it really did. Well, let's get the show cracking. I don't know how I'm going to do this by myself, but I was going to talk to myself all morning. Well, I'm going to talk to you guys. So when we come back, we got front page news. We'll tell you about Miss America, Miss Teen USA, Miss Universe, and Miss USA. Also, Patriots cheating again. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Yo.
Why are you so late, man?
Because I was at that damn holiday party last night.
I told you.
Y'all can't have it both ways. You can't have me coming to holiday parties and didn't want me to be to work on time. Y'all know I'm an old man. Okay?
I told you. It was either I had to pick one. It was going to be get a good night's sleep or hang out.
Did you come?
Yeah, I did come.
Oh.
7 o'clock, I got there early. What time you got there?
I got there late because I had to. I was at the house. I was at the house with the kids. Then I went to the gym.
Me too,
and then
yeah.
I got there about 9:20.
9:20, okay.
You know what I mean? That's
it was
late
over
for
me. I got in 7, left about 7:05.
I don't know about y'all, but my phone at 8 o'clock goes on Do Not Disturb, and it says you got to be up at 4:20 to be to work on time.
Mm-hmm.
I need those 8 hours.
Yeah, I'm not mad at
so
you.
At 8 p.m., my phone tells me to go to bed.
All right, well, let's get in some front page news. Now, yesterday, the Giants called me, the New York Giants called me. They said, what do you want us to do tonight? You want us to win? You want us to lose? It really doesn't matter. You hate the Cowboys. You hate the Eagles. I said, well, this is what I want you to do. First half, bus ass. The second half, just let them know what it is the first half. And the second half, just chill out. Let the Eagles win because we hate the Cowboys that much. So that's what happened last night. The Giants lost 23-17 in overtime. Both the Cowboys and the Eagles are 6-7, and they're at the top of the NFC East.
The NFC least. Okay, the most trash-ass division in the league is literally like arguing who's the tallest elf. All of y'all are saying is helpers.
All right, now the Patriots admit to violating the NFL policy but deny cheating. So this is what they did. They sent their camera team to the Browns stadium. The Browns were playing the Bengals, and the following week, the Patriots were playing the Bengals, so they were supposed to be taping a segment called Do Your Job. That's where they go behind the scenes and talk to staffers behind the scenes and talk about their job. But when that was over, allegedly, they continued taping the Bengals to see the hand signs, allegedly, and everything else that they were doing.
What's the problem?
They got caught.
That's right. That is the biggest
taping.
Problem.
They got caught taping. The NFL took all the tapes, but the Patriots said, well, we didn't know that they were cheating. We didn't know they were taping for that reason.
This is the Patriots' way. They've been cheating for a long time, and I respect it. Drop on the clues bombs for Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, those two Trump supporters. And the reason I respect it is because they care about their fan base, and they want to win by any means necessary. I wish my goddamn team would cheat sometime. All right. Salute to the Cowboys, non-cheaters.
Now, for the first time, we got to say congratulations to the top beauty pageants, Miss USA, Miss Teen USA, Miss America, and now Miss Universe. Have all crowned black women as their winners at the same time. So congratulations to these young women.
It's about time they catch up, start crowning black women, okay?
And today is a beautiful day outside. Like I tell you, it's close to 60 degrees. The weather's nice. It feels good. But now they're saying tomorrow nearly 65% of the U.S. will feel below freezing temperatures this week. So it's going to be cold. It's supposed to snow here in New York. It's beautiful today, though. So enjoy the weather if you're out and about today.
Well, I picked a good day to be off tomorrow.
Oh, you off tomorrow?
You goddamn right.
Okay, I ain't mad at you. You off, I'm off. Why not? All right, and that's front page news. We a team. You off, I'm off.
You goddamn right.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night or horrible morning. Maybe you were late for work because you went to the holiday party. Whatever it may
and
be.
And by the way, it's the holidays, okay? Your job just needs to know that, all right? I don't know. Your job just needs to understand that we checked out already. You know what I'm saying? We just here, you know, for the next 5-6 days, and then it's vacation time.
All right.
Okay? I don't know how y'all living, but I know how I'm living.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up, NB? It's your boy, Mello. How you feeling?
Mello, what's up, bro? You busting ass out there for Portland, man.
I'm telling you, I just want to play basketball. I told y'all I could play.
Yes, okay. Sir. You still got it, my brother.
Yo, how you feeling, Charlamagne?
I'm blessed, black, and highly favored. What's happening, King?
That's a great answer. Yo, man, I just want to get this off my chest. First off, Travis about to eat Sean Stone. All puns intended. It don't matter whatever you do with that joke, Charlamagne.
Ha! Travis about to eat Sean Stone's ass.
Goodness gracious.
I knew it was going there. And also, man, Uber, they violated my mans, bro.
Who?
Like, how does a girl run down on him and then she screenshots them having a conversation and he get fired? I don't understand it.
You talking, that's your man for real, bro?
That's my mans, like... That's my guy. They really violated my guy, bro.
Damn, so he got fired because the girl swung on him.
Exactly. She, like, slid in his DMs. Like, oh, let me get your number. And she texted Uber. He stole my number from the app.
Wow. Damn.
Exactly, man.
Well, sorry about your miss.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I believe him because he's not an ugly dude.
Okay. All right, glad you find him handsome.
You might want to talk to Trav, too.
If he was ugly, it'd be one thing. But, like, he's not even ugly. Like, I really believe him.
Hey, that don't mean nothing, though. Ugly dudes be doing some foul, creepy stuff, too. I mean, handsome dudes, I mean.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, why the hell is R.I.P. Nick Cannon trending?
My name's T.O.
Hey, what's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
What's up? First of all, I want to say, man, I listen to y'all every morning, man. I love this show. You know what I mean? And I wanted to get off my chest about my Eagles to envy. We came back and we played ball to win that game. Ain't nobody gonna let nobody win in the second half like
now,
that.
We man. Let y'all win, man. We wanted the Cowboys.
We shut y'all down, bro.
You shut down a horrible team. Are you proud of that?
If you ain't gonna be real with me, be real with Charlamagne. He know what's up because we coming for the Cowboys too.
We wanted you guys to win so the Cowboys wouldn't be number one in the NFC East. That's what it was, bro. But thank you though.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I want the Philadelphia Eagles to win. I want the Philadelphia Eagles to go to the playoffs. I don't want the Cowboys to make the playoffs. I want us to hit rock goddamn bottom.
You can't get lower than the Giants, bro. Hello, who's this?
It's Lance.
Hey, what's up? Get it off your chest.
My last job, I hated that job.
No doubt. Word.
And they fired me because I was trying to join the military.
Mm.
And I was underpaid and overworked.
All right.
Anything else, sir?
That's all. That's all I would say.
Have a good one, man. Cheer up.
All right, no doubt.
Jeez.
I'm trying to figure out why R.I.P. Nick Cannon is the number one trending topic. He's clearly not dead. But this is Eminem's stance.
No. Hello, who's this?
It's Mike. What's going on?
Mike, get it off your chest, bro.
Man, I'm feeling kind of oppressed. I'm feeling like I just can't get ahead right now. You know, like I'm one of the working class. I'm black. I just feel like I just can't get ahead this morning. You know, like steady providing. And I'm just feeling all the struggle this morning. I need like a boost of positive energy this morning from somewhere. So I said I'm going to call and get it off my chest. Talk to the fellas this morning for some some type of good vibes, man. Y'all need to drop one of the cool bones to me or something to get me going.
I'm gonna tell you something, King. I'm gonna tell you what I do. Whenever I get in my little funks like that, you know what I'm saying? Whenever I feel slightly depressed or I feel like, you know, things aren't moving for me the way I want to, or if I feel stuck, I go out there and I do something for somebody else. Even if it's something small, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if it's like, you know, buying somebody's coffee while you in line with them or buying somebody's food while you in line with them. Just anything. Just go out there and do something good for somebody today. Sow a seed.
That's in my character. That's what's up, Charlamagne. I appreciate that word. You got anything, Envy, for me?
I mean, what Charlamagne says sounds amazing. I mean, you in the funk, you know, you pick somebody else up and that'll help you.
And I'm going to tell you something else. I just read this the other day in my daily affirmation book. Whenever you're feeling stuck, you got to make sure that you're doing everything that you're supposed to be doing, you know, in your life. Like, sometimes we think we're really working hard, but we're not.
Right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises? Or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Wake up.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, my name is Tariq.
Tariq, get it off your chest, bro.
Tariq, I hate you on power, my G.
Oh, man, why they had to name that kid that, man? I hate myself on power.
Word.
Look, man, I'm calling about this Mike Vick thing. Y'all saw that petition they got online?
I did.
Yo, that's foul, man. Yo, that man did his time. They need to leave that man alone, because you know it ain't about the dog, man. It ain't about the dog.
Yeah, it's about him being black. It's about him being a black man, and they don't like to give black men second chances.
Yeah, man, that's completely foul. But we got a petition online, too. I don't know if anybody else saw it, but we got a petition where we signing one to keep him as the captain. So, you know, anybody who hasn't saw that petition yet, man, y'all sign that petition, man, so they can leave this man alone.
And I don't understand the problem, because the man has come back to the NFL. He played. He got another $100 million contract after that. He's on Fox Sports 1 all the time as a commentator. Like, why are they mad at him?
Why attack him right now?
Yo, I have no idea. And I'm going to tell y'all, I'm going to take it a step further. I'm a dog breeder myself, right? So in the dog breed world right now, man, it's horrible. People that I thought was friends for years, man, they true colors coming out right now. You know, the way they dogging this man. I lost a lot of people I consider friends in the dog breeding world behind this.
Really? Behind Mike Vick?
Yeah, behind Vick, man. I mean, the stuff that they posted online in some of these dog groups I'm part of, man, yo, they got one post floating around where this guy was like, Vick took a picture with his daughter on her birthday. Yo, homeboy commented, I hope she get trafficked. Like, come on, man.
Wow. Yeah, that's a little crazy,
wow,
man.
Wow.
Well, thank you, bro.
Yeah, man, that's too much.
And shout out to Mike Vick. Shout out to Kia for real good people, man.
Salute to Mike Vick. Mike Vick, you don't worry about nothing. You know what I'm saying? They don't hate, they don't love them dogs as much as they hate black people.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Jeffy from Brooklyn.
What's up, bro? Get it off your chest, man.
Yo, I'm feeling blessed, man. I just turned 26 today.
Congratulations,
well,
young
birthday,
man.
Happy birthday, bro.
Huh?
Congratulations, young man.
Yeah, happy birthday, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yo, Envy, you let me down last night, man.
Why?
You're giant, son.
Does it really?
Eagles get took down, man. What's going on?
Well, I thought about it last night, but I got a phone call from the Giants, and it was like, who do you hate more? Do you hate the Cowboys more or the Eagles more? So I said, yo, first half, bust ass, let them know where we from, and then just give it to them because we really hate the Cowboys more than we hate the Eagles.
Good Lord Almighty. Well, you love me because I'm a diehard Cowboys fan, man.
Drop on the clues bombs with Dallas Cowboys. DJ Envy treating my Cowboys the way white people treat Michael Vick. You know what I'm saying? I hate black people more than I love them goddamn dogs. All right? You keep him out that damn Pro Bowl.
Oh, my goodness. Have a good one, bro.
I'm doing this thing, man. You too, bro. Take care, baby.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. When we come back, we got your rumor report. We got to tell you about Juice WRLD. All right? We got some updates on what happened with him, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Angela Yee is out, but let's get to that rumor report. Let's talk Juice WRLD.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right. Well, let's give an update of what happened with Juice WRLD, of what we know, what TMZ is reporting. So they believe that when Juice WRLD took off on his private jet leaving California, landing in Chicago, they believe that one of the pilots, I guess, seen a weapon, but reported to the police that there were weapons and narcotics aboard his plane. When his plane landed, police were waiting for him. They believe that they're saying that maybe Juice WRLD got nervous, scared, upset, and tried to hide some of the Percocets that he had. Allegedly, he swallowed a bunch of Percocets, a bunch of painkillers in an attempt to hide them from the feds. And they say from there, that's how they believe he got his seizure. Now, also on the plane, they found 70 pounds of weed. 3 guns were seized, and they found codeine. They said that the guns were seized were all registered. Maybe that it was his security, but you're not allowed to have those weapons in the airport. So that's why they were taken and the 2 security guards were arrested.
Yeah, we've heard stories of people swallowing contraband before to hide it from the police, but I'm going to be honest with you, I don't get it. Number one, Juice WRLD is the moneymaker. You know, your team should not allow you, the moneymaker, to be around any of that. Like, there shouldn't have been 70 pounds of weed on a plane with Juice WRLD. And those painkillers, somebody else was supposed to take that charge.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I don't even understand how a situation like this happens.
Yeah, and very sad. And I know a lot of people do that when they get pulled over. They like to throw things in their mouth and swallow so they don't get caught. A lot of times, getting caught is a penalty, is a fine. You might have to spend a weekend in jail, or but it ain't worth putting all that in your body.
Bruh, throw the goddamn capsule. Somebody else take the charge. Like, no. Yeah, you don't dump that down your body.
No, not at all.
But that's just a very sad situation all the way around. Because number one, like I said, the most important thing is Juice WRLD is the moneymaker. Mm-hmm. You know, he's the guy that you should be trying to protect at all costs. You shouldn't have him in that situation. Not around those 70 pounds of weed, and definitely not around no Percocets. You know, and if he did have a problem with Percocets, somebody should have took that charge. Simple as that.
And there was another story. Allegedly, his girlfriend, I guess the girl that he was traveling with, told police and an ambulance crew immediately, yes, he took a bunch of drugs, and yes, he has a pill problem. That's what she allegedly said. Now, what I don't understand is the 70 pounds of weed. Now, he allegedly signed for $3 million. He's getting over $100,000 for a show. Why would you put that in his vicinity where he can even get in trouble for that weed?
I've said that twice already.
I'm just saying. I'm agreeing with you. Yes, I'm saying I don't understand that.
I don't get that at all. Like, By the way, I don't know why he would want to be around that.
If he knew.
I'm the multimillionaire here. You know what I'm saying? I'm the guy that's getting money the legal way.
Right.
Like, y'all should not have me in this situation. I should not be around this.
Right.
Period. Your team failed him. His team failed him tremendously in that situation.
All right, well, Joyner Lucas got a lot of backlash for his statement he posted yesterday. Juice WRLD was 21. He was a product of our generation of rappers who glorified drugs and made it cool. I'm blaming y'all, Iggas, for this ish. All that lean and pills Iggas glorify and talk about, you teaching the kids to do it. Shaking my head. You happy now? R.I.P. Juice WRLD gone too soon.
Listen, Joyner Lucas is right, you know, but it's a lot of layers to this. Like, we got to get to the root of the situation. Like, a lot of these kids are dealing with mental health issues. Juice WRLD is somebody that has been very open about his mental health issues. And, you know, once you are dealing with mental health issues and then you start self-medicating as you get older, then it's like you go to a really, really, really bad place.
Well, so, not only that, I think it's a lot of what Joyner Lucas said, too. A lot of rappers glorify it. They talk about it all the time. And these kids follow a lot of things that they see that their favorite rapper do or their favorite athlete does. And the fact that you see your favorite rapper drinking lean, you say, hey, I might try it. Your favorite rapper might be talking about a pop a perk. Yeah, I might try it.
That's why I said Joyner is right. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of layers to it, Envy. Those are layers.
Now, French Montana explains why he is in the hospital. Let's hear this.
That's what happened when you try to be too much of a rock star on your birthday. I turned up so much, I ended up in ICU. For real. I went to like 4 different countries in like 6 days.
Wow.
Yeah, Saudi, Egypt, Morocco, and like somewhere else. And I ended up in my house. And, you know.
It's too much.
The rock star got a story to tell his kids. You know, I stayed there for a couple of days until I made sure my body was right to leave and come home. You know, and I got, you know, personal nurse is taking care of me. And, you know, they told me I have to stay home for like 4 weeks until I'm fully recovered.
Yo, brothers got to take care of themselves, man. Stop treating your cars and your jewelry better than you treat yourself.
Yeah.
Because that's what I'm seeing a lot of.
Well, the doctor told him to sit his ass down, and I spoke to French. He's doing way better, and he's sitting his ass down. So, shout to French Montana, and definitely shout to him because he just released his album as well.
What's wrong with resting? Like, listen, that's another thing the culture did. The culture, you know, told us that hustlers don't sleep.
Correct.
You sleep when you're dead. No, if you don't get some sleep, you're going to die. All right? So sometimes it's perfectly fine to rest. Like, what is wrong with resting?
Well, it's also difficult, too, because in this industry, you got a short window of time most of the time. So when you have that short period of time, you try to get as much as you can because when it's over, it's over.
Well, guess what? When you're dead, it's over, too.
You're correct.
Okay.
All right. And that is your rumor report. Now, when we come back, we got front page news. We'll tell you about my Giants, how they did, and an intern that works up here. Her name is Jasmine. She has a story to tell about a situation that happened with her on a lift. So we're going to get to we're going to talk to her when we come back as well. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, quickly in sports, just to let you guys know, the Giants lost last night to the Philadelphia Eagles in overtime.
Thank you, Giants.
I got a call last night, and they told me, do you want to win? How much do you hate the Giants more? I mean, do you hate the Eagles more? Do you hate the Cowboys more? I said, you know what you do? Just bust their ass the first half. Let them know what it is, and then we'll lose because we hate the Cowboys more, and they agree. So that's
I'm going to be honest with you. As a Dallas Cowboy fan, I want the Dallas Cowboys not to make the playoffs because I don't want no excuses not to fire Jason Garrett and the whole coaching staff. No need for us to get in the playoffs because we're going to get bounced in the first round. And I think us Dallas Cowboys, we need to really hit rock bottom in order to become the team that we all have been trying to be for the past 20 years.
Well, I don't think you can make the playoffs anyway. But anyway, that is your sports report. Now, we have a young lady in with us right now. Her name is Jasmine.
Jasmine is one of our interns. Been one of our interns for how many months now?
Since May.
Okay.
Now, Jasmine, she was in the news recently over an incident that happened in a Lyft ride, correct?
Yes.
Now, explain to everybody what happened. We know you had a press release, a press conference earlier this week. And so tell the people what happened.
So I hosted my first award show called the Glammies, and I was leaving around 10 p.m. to get in a Lyft pool. I lived across the city. I was actually on the west side. So I took a quick pool thinking, you know, let me get in this cheap Lyft ride. I got in the Lyft ride. I was the first one in the Lyft.
Now, let me explain to my mom, because I'm sure there's some older people that don't know what a Lyft pool is. A Lyft pool is you pay for the Lyft, but it's not just you in the car. They split the fare, so it could be two or three other people in the car with you besides you.
Strangers, exactly. People you don't know.
People you don't know, yeah. Correct.
Exactly. I got in it. They picked up two more people. It was a man that got in a car that was actually sitting next to me, and then there was a woman that was in the front seat.
Mm-hmm.
I was scrolling on my cell phone looking at footage of the event that I had just left.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was sitting there, the guy turned to me and said in like a really like mean way, didn't ask me nicely, he said, turn down your phone. And I looked at him for a second, and when I looked at him, I was like, you know, it wasn't even on for 2 seconds, you know. Clearly, you're bothered.
One of the things when you scroll sometimes, when you scroll, it just plays
it
loud.
It plays the audio.
It plays the audio. It
happens to everybody. Go ahead.
Exactly.
And you from New Orleans, so he said that to you, and then the New Orleans came out.
So then he turned to me, and he said to me, he was like, oh, you one of those ignorant, excuse my language, black, uneducated
bees. He said
B-words.
You can say it out loud. You can say he called you an uneducated black bitch.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And immediately I got angry. I was like, oh my God, like, is this guy attacking me? So I pulled out my cell phone, like anybody should if somebody's attacking them. Pulled out my cell phone to record him if he did anything else to attack me. The minute I pulled up my cell phone, this is when this man took my cell phone out of my hand, bended it back, and fully, like, punched me. We was in the back of the car. I was literally fighting for my life. The Uber driver was literally driving while the whole commotion was going on. No one helped me. And by the time that he pulled over and I was able to get out the back of the car, that's when police ended up pulling up. They gave me two options. I was trying to press charges. They told me the man didn't want to press charges because he did have scratches. And I guess in the law of New York, if they have scratches, you have scratches, you both go to jail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if they don't have proof. So fast forward, I wanted to press charges, and they told me, well, you have two options. If you press charges, you're going to jail tonight, or you could get in the back of this yellow car. They didn't ask me for medical attention. They didn't ask me if I was okay. They didn't even ask me my name.
Was the guy black that called you a black bitch, or was he
no,
white?
No, he was a white guy.
A white guy.
He was a white guy. And then at that point, I felt so nervous and so scared. My mom was on FaceTime with me the whole time. All I could think about was, let me get myself out of here and put myself in a different situation. So I ended up going to the hospital, called another set of police. They wasn't able to give me the report number because they said the police on the scene wasn't going to come back to the hospital to finish the report. And so I ended up going home feeling belittled. I felt like no one was there for me. I'm from New Orleans, been here 10 years. I don't have family here. You know, so at that time, I was like, wow, not even the police could protect me. Like, who can? So literally I had a flight that morning at 9 o'clock in the morning to go home to see my family for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
I went home and back up a little bit, like right before I did that, I recorded a video. And mm-hmm. when I recorded the video, I was just so angry, like I said, and felt so belittled. Had no clue it was going to go viral. Had no clue who was going to see it. And when I posted it, Sean King ended up seeing it, and you guys saw it. And I've just been having so much love and so much support
mm-hmm.
Ever since I landed in New Orleans after the whole incident.
And eventually the guy did get apprehended.
And when you came back, the guy was arrested.
Yes, he was arrested. He was charged with assault. My lawyers are trying to up the charges to a hate crime. And I'm just going to fully pursue this because at the end of the day, in my heart, this is bigger than me. I mean, you get in a car with strangers, you don't know somebody. Me as a female being here alone, you know, it's just, you need to protect yourself. So
mm-hmm.
I'm just here now, you know, to speak on it because I just think that it's bigger than me at this point.
What was his side of the story when he got picked up? Has he said anything?
He has said something, and it's the craziest thing. He never denied it. He never denied any of it. The only thing he kept saying was, I'm not a racist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a racist. And it doesn't. You don't have to be a racist to make a racist statement.
Absolutely.
You know, and at the end of the day, it's like, I felt, and correct me if I'm wrong, no man should ever put their hand on a woman at
absolutely
the end of the
not.
Day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he, and,
well,
and another
Joe
thing.
Biden. Joe Biden said if it's in self-defense, but Joe Biden's crazy.
Mm-hmm. And another thing he did say, too, was that, oh, I'm a minority. I'm gay and I'm a Latino. And that's what he said in the newspaper. But again.
Oh, so he's not a white man.
He's not white. He's Latino.
Well,
either way, it's gender. Like, you know, in that situation, from the way you described it, no, he had no business as a man putting his hands on
him. You know, I had a couple people in my DM write me that knows him. Mm-hmm. And they said, one guy said he was an Afro-Latino in the real estate business. And he said he treated him so nasty over the years.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So I don't know if it's just, I don't know if inside of the Latino race, if there's a light and dark situation going on, but that's what the guy wrote me on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't matter what he is. The fact is that he put his hands on you and
allegedly. We got to say allegedly.
We have to say allegedly.
Legal reasons. But he was apprehended.
He
and
was
that's
apprehended
the good thing.
And arrested.
Yeah.
And you know we got your back, Jazz.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for telling your story.
Thank
and
you
we'll be watching to see what happens. And, you know, if you ever need our support, we are here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that is your front page news. Now, where do we go from here, Charlamagne?
Roddy Rich is coming in, right?
No.
Oh, Roddy Rich? Okay.
Roddy Rich is coming next hour.
Oh, we promised the people. We got to shift gears.
We got to shift gears.
Jazz. Salute to Jazz. We had to shift gears a little bit.
We got to shift gears a little bit.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But Sean Stone.
Sean Stone. Porta potty guy.
Yes, and Trav. Two of our most faithful listeners. If you listen to The Breakfast Club every morning, you've been riding with us for a long time, then you know that these two guys call in to tell them why you mad, get it off your chest every goddamn morning.
That's right.
But they don't like each other.
They hate each other.
Trav thinks Sean is boring.
Right.
Sean is homophobic. That's just the truth to the matter. Sean is a Caribbean man. He's homophobic, and he doesn't like Trav for being gay.
All right. So
and they decided to settle it the good old-fashioned way with a rap battle.
With Diss Records.
Yes.
And when we come back, we're going to play them both. We're going to play Porta Potty Guy, a.k.a. Sean Stone, and we're going to play Trav, a.k.a. And what do we call Trav?
I don't know what you call Trav. You tell me what you call Trav when y'all just together by yourselves.
What? Forget you, all right? We're going to play them both. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Pull out your phone.
Call in right now.
Call me.
Add your opinion to The Breakfast Club topic.
Break it down.
800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
Decided, because I told y'all he's a recording artist. For whatever reason, he decided to make a diss record against old Travy Trav.
All right, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to play both diss records.
No, talking about, we didn't get to the second one yet. We didn't know Trav rap.
No, I meant Sean Stone's record.
Yes.
And then Trav came back with a diss record.
Yes, let's hear Sean Stone. This is Sean Stone. It has no title. Doesn't need one. But I'm not here to sway the jury.
Mm-hmm.
Let's listen to Sean Stone's diss record to Trav.
All right, let's go.
Yeah. Sean Stone, yeah. Let's go. Let's go. Sean Stone, yeah. I hear this gay boy Trav talking about me, right? I just got something to reply to him, man.
Breakfast Club, let's go.
All right.
You don't want no sauce to stay in your lane. You don't want no pressure to stay in your lane. I don't go that way, no way. I don't go back way, no way. You don't want that sauce to stay in your lane. You don't want that beef to stay in your lane. I don't go back way, no way. I don't go back way, no way. Hey, Trav, keep my name out of your mouth. Watch all the men you get in your mouth. Whoa. I'm the one that the girls talk about.
Whoa.
I'm the one that's in your mama house.
Whoa.
I never gonna play, yeah, you better know. The dude always calling the radio. Always showing a lot of yo hate. To different yo, yo, color, different race. Man, I gotta keep on, just go.
You know, you got to stop recording raps on voice memo. That's when you can't afford a studio, so you're sitting in your car, so you put the instrumental on in the right. car, and you turn it up loud, and then you rap over voice memo.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I think it's so whack when people use gay as an insult, but I'm not here to sway the jury.
All yeah. right. Well, Trav came back.
Keyword back.
He came back.
Keyword back.
Well, let's hear Trav's record. Let's go.
This is Super L Track.
Peace and blessings, guys.
Okay, over the Negro spiritual. Yeah, back that ass up.
Love Quarter Party God 2020, nigga. That's the hashtag.
Trav.
Coming live out of West Philly.
West Philly. Born and raised. With all gays.
Don't make me tell Chase that his father's a disgrace and a random gay nigga had to put him in his place.
Woo!
Once he Instagram weak-ass pictures, might as well be gay because you get no bitches. Mentioning your pictures, you don't have too many of them because you're overweight with no swag, corny, and you're ugly. You built like a stud, old fruity ass. You didn't type the giggle when it dunking in your booty ass. You didn't got me. I know why you mad at Shaw. Because he wouldn't take the time to hear your weak-ass song. Talking all tough like your weak chain strong. All week I've been waiting, do your weak ass wrong. Sean Stone, the real nose, you a pass your toe. Okay. I really stick my dick down your thick ass throat. I Sean on these trash shit. Sway ass here. Leave him in the past here. Back in the last year.
Hey.
Won't you shut that ass up? Use an ugly mother with cuff, won't you shut that ass up? Call me Big Daddy while I shut that ass up. Ball, who is you playing with? Shut that ass
shut
up.
Shut that ass up.
Ass William, won't you shut that ass up? Use an ugly mother with cuff, won't you shut that ass up? Call me Big Daddy while I shut that ass up. Ball, who is you playing with? Shut that ass up.
Big Travi. In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where he was with all of the gays. Hey, hey. Let's go, Trav. Let's go, Trav.
All right.
Hey,
all right.
Trav.
Goodness gracious. Get that guy.
Do I get a vote? Do we get the vote?
You don't get the vote. Let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051.
Big Trav.
You just heard Porta Potty Guy, a.k.a. Sean Stone.
His record.
And you just,
his voice memo. You heard Sean's voice memo.
You're swaying the jury.
Okay.
And we just heard Trav. Let's open up the phone lines.
Shut that ass up.
Take your calls when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us,
yes.
We have two listeners that always ride with the Breakfast Club. One, his name is Porta Potty Guy, a.k.a. Sean Stone.
Yes.
The other is Trav.
Yes, and this is listener lyrical warfare because they got issues with each other.
Correct.
They've had issues with each other. Trav thinks that Sean Stone is fake positive and
right.
He thinks he's boring. Sean Stone is just homophobic towards Trav.
Yeah,
and
that.
He refuses to take that kind of insult from a gay man. So Sean Stone decided to do a diss record to Trav, and Trav replied back.
Right, let's play.
Keyword back.
Let's play a clip of each. Here's Sean Stone's clip of his record,
his voice memo.
You don't want that sauce, just stay in your lane. You don't want that beef, just stay in your lane. I don't go back way, no way. I don't go back way, no way. Hey, Trav, keep my name out of your mouth. Watch all the men you get in your mouth. I'm the one that the girls talk about. I'm the one that's in your mama house. I never gonna play, yeah, you better know. The dude always calling the radio. Always showing a lot of yo hate. To different yo, yo, color, different race. Man, I gotta keep on, just go.
Now you heard a clip of Sean Stone. Let's play a clip of Trav's record.
Don't make me tell Chase that his father's a disgrace and a random gay nigga had to put him in his place.
Once in your Instagram, weak ass pictures. Might as well be gay, cause you get no bitches. Yeah. Mentioning your pictures, you don't have too many of them, cause you're overweight with no swag, corny, and you're ugly. You're built like a stud, old fruity ass. Higgin' type to giggle when it's tossing in your booty ass. Higgin', goddamn. I know why you mad at Sean, cause he wouldn't take the time to hear your weak ass song. Talking all tough like your weak shit strong. All week I've been waiting, do your weak ass wrong.
Now, keep in mind, I had no idea Trav rapped. Zero. Didn't know.
Me neither.
He surprised the hell out of me.
Me too. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
It's John from Florida.
Hey, John from Florida. Man, what you think about both records, bro?
Man, Trav killed him, but as a caveat.
Okay.
Somebody put him in a studio for that, man. He had some inside hookup or stuff.
Why?
Man, Trav sounds totally different on the radio. That man came on like Juvenile.
He did. Trav.
Yeah, Trav had that in the cup.
Somebody help Trav. Somebody help Trav.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is Bob from Winsboro.
Hey, what's up, man? What you thinking, Trav, or you thinking Sean Stone?
I mean, Trav won, but he needs some real competition. I'm ready for him.
Oh, man, shut up, man. Yeah, sit down. It's not about that. These guys are settling a beef, okay?
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Sean. MB, what up?
What up, what up, what up? What you think?
Yo, Charlamagne, you wild. Yo, say that Fresh Prince joint again. Say that Fresh Prince.
Oh, in West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where he was with all of the gays.
I'm out of here.
You ready to go pick a winner?
Trav won, but that was Paul, MB. That was Paul's brother.
What's Paul's about it?
I don't know. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Nita from Ohio.
Hey, who you giving that win to, Trav or Porta Potty Guy?
Trav had them bars. He had that heat. I love me some Trav. He killed him. He killed Sean. We might as well just
do that. All right, we're going to take some more calls.
Sean Stone, you haven't gotten one vote yet. I want everybody to go to Sean Stone's Instagram. It's SeanStone876 and leave toilets on his Instagram page.
Oh, my goodness.
Toilet. Go delete a toilet emoji on his Instagram page.
800-585-1051. Who won? It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, it's DJ NV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. You're swaying the jury a little
bit. I'm not swaying the jury. Trav clearly won this. Trav has a full-blown freestyle. Sean Stone had a voice memo, and I think that Nick Cannon needed to hire Trav to help him in his battle against Eminem. I would like to hear more from Trav, actually.
All right. Let's play a clip of both right now. Let's play a clip of Porta Potty Guy, Sean Stone.
You don't want that sauce, just stay in your lane. You don't want that beef, just stay in your lane. I don't go back way, no way. I don't go back way, no way. Hey, Trav, keep my name out of your mouth. Why Charlamagne, yeah, get in your mouth. I'm the one that the girls talk about. I'm the one that's in your mama house. I never gonna play, yeah, you better know. The dude always calling the radio. Always showing a lot of yo hate. To different yo, color, different race. Man, I gotta keep on, just go.
Now let's play a clip of Trav.
Don't make me tell Chase that his father's a disgrace. And a random gay nigga had to put him in his place. Once he Instagram weak ass pictures, might as well be gay, cause you get no bitches. Mentioning your pictures, you don't have too many of them, cause you're overweight with no swag, corny, and you're ugly. You're built like a stud, old fruity ass. Higgin type to giggle when it's hustling your booty ass. Higgin, goddamn. I know why you mad at Sean, cause he wouldn't take the time to hear your weak ass song. Talking all tough like your weak shit strong. All week I've been waiting, do your weak ass wrong.
Ooh. My goodness. You ain't playing fair,
Drop
Trav.
One of Clues bombs for Travy. Trav, bro.
800.
The Fresh Prince of Penetration. Trav ain't playing.
800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
This Trav.
Hey, who you going with? You going with Porta Potty Guy, Sean Stone, or you going with Trav?
I'm going with Trav. Shut that ass up.
Shut that ass up. Yeah, I want the t-shirts made now. Shut that ass up.
Hello, who's this?
Damien from Troy.
Damien from Troy. Were you going with Porta Potty Guy or you going with Trav?
I'm going with Porta Potty Guy.
Okay.
This is Porta Potty Guy. He changed his voice.
Oh.
Sean, you've been calling up here for 8 years, bro. Stop it.
Oh, my God.
Sean, you should be ashamed of yourself. You called up here and voted for yourself under another name. You should be so ashamed of yourself, Sean Stone. That is so crazy. You should be ashamed of himself.
You know what?
He should be ashamed of himself.
You know what?
Oh, my God. Everybody go to Sean Stone's page right now, Sean Stone 876, and leave toilets all over his Instagram. He tried to call up here under another name. As if he don't got that Jamaican accent that we all can't recognize. Sean, you be ashamed of yourself,
all right,
bro.
All right, so what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is leave gay people alone. Gay people are getting your ass. Literally and figuratively.
Goodness
all
gracious.
Right? Okay, right. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Travy Trav, baby.
All right,
washed Sean Stone. It wasn't even close, and Sean Stone is supposed to be the recording artist. Please, I'm serious. We got to have a petty party in Sean Stone's mentions, especially after he just tried to call up here under a fake name. All right? Sean Stone 876 is his Instagram. Leave nothing but toilets under his page. Sean going to have a bad day today. For the rest of the holidays, everybody going to be saying to Sean Stone, shut your ass up. All your friends, all your family. Sean going to have a bad rest of the holiday season.
All right. Well, let's do this. Let's do this. When we come back, we got your rumor report. We got to tell you about Nick Cannon and Eminem, all right?
Nick Cannon needs Trav right now.
Let's play Trav's joint right now.
Play it, baby.
Let's play the full
joint. I want to Clues Bombs for the Fresh Prince of Penetration in West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where he was with all of the gays. My man Trav, goddamn it.
All right, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Packing the mail, it's gone. She like I smell cologne. Hey. Yeah. I just signed a deal.
Sean Stone, he just put up another voice memo on his Instagram page. Go to Sean Stone 876. He put it up 6 minutes ago, and he's got 730 comments. They're all toilets. Okay. So, yes, thank you, Breakfast Club. When I say Breakfast Club, I mean the listeners, because y'all are all part of this club, too. Just continue to put the toilet emoji under Sean Stone 876 for the rest of the day.
All right.
Sean, shut your ass up, Sean. All right.
All right, let's get to the Breakfast Club. Let's talk Nick Cannon.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on the Breakfast Club.
So now another rap beef, Eminem versus Nick Cannon.
Let's go, Nick Cannon!
Now it all started when Eminem did a verse on Fat Joe's album. Let's hear this verse.
I know me and Mariah didn't end on a high note. Yeah. But that other dude's whip, that piece of got him neutered. Tried to tell him this chick's a nut job before he got his jewels clipped. Almost got my caboose kicked. Fool quit, you're not gonna do this. I let her chop my balls off too before I lost to you, Nick.
Okay, well that's where it started. And Nick... him and his crew, well, they replied.
I told you they was going to jump him.
There ain't no coming back, that's a fact. It's the invitation. Told Joe to lean back, don't get hit with this retaliation. So I'm up with crack, but the white boy, he up with crack. Pills and smack. About to relapse. Call Kim, somebody get Haley. And that other kid you raising, that ain't even your baby. Took a page out of Drake book, this might get a Grammy. We going back to back till you respond on the family. My baby mama killed you off a decade ago. You still crying about it, bitch. Nah, who really the hoe? I called Joe to set you up and you fell for the job. Slim on show for the video, cause he tear fire to my squad. I heard your chauffeur got a video, you sucking the eye. You paid him off, then laid him off. Now who really the op? Should call me the new Pac. Ain't no killer, but don't push me. How the fuck y'all got me battling Elvis fully?
Okay.
First of all, Eminem lost, and the reason he lost is because he made Nick Cannon do what none of us want him to do, and that's rap. And I don't like when I say Nick Cannon can't rap, and y'all call me a hater, but when y'all say Nick Cannon can't rap, it's okay. All right, but I'm going to tell you something. I think that Nick Cannon won that one. I think Nick Cannon and the Black Squad, even though they jumped Eminem, I think they got that one.
All right, well, Eminem responded on social media. He says, I demand an apology, Nicholas. You've made my gardener so jealous. Then he said, you mad, bro? Stop lying on my ick. I never even had a chauffeur. You bougie F, and when he had a clown emoji.
So when he says the gardener, he made the gardener jealous, what is he saying? I know he's joking, but
I don't know.
50 Cent left a comment too. You saw 50 Cent?
Well, before that, Nick Cannon heard that, and then he responded while he was at Wildin' Out.
Marshall, come out and play. Hey, yo, Atlanta. Let's go.
So the whole crowd screamed out, Eminem, where you at? Well, 50 Cent responded. He jumped into it. He says, I don't understand to save my life why someone would pick a fight with M. He is a different kind of animal. I haven't seen a mother effer like that come close to beating that man. Hey, Nick, that ish was trash. I ought to kick you in your ass when I see you, punk. And that's where that beef is.
Here's the thing, though. We got to stop acting like Eminem has ever really washed someone. Like, who has he battled? Like, when you say, you know, I've never seen nobody come close to battling M, what rappers has M battled? Cannabis is probably the best lyricist M has ever gone at, but Cannabis wasn't in his prime when M went at him. Like, who is M battled?
Well, M battled, who? He went at Ja Rule.
They
at,
jumped
that
Ja Rule. Ja Rule got jumped by the whole industry. All of Interscope at the time jumped Ja Rule.
I'm trying to think who
okay,
else.
Okay, let's stop, let's see, stop that. Else? All of Interscope jumped Ja Rule.
Who the else?
Okay,
Eminem.
50 started it, and then G-Unit jumped in, and D12 jumped in, and M jumped in, Dr. Dre jumped in. They all jumped Ja Rule. Who is M battled?
He battled Cannabis, and then...
I just said Cannabis, but Cannabis wasn't in his prime at the time.
Papa Doc.
Papa Doc. Man, shut up.
That's not 8 Mile, man. Goodness gracious.
I'm serious. We got... Who is M battled?
MGK.
MGK got him. Now, we're not going to act like MGK. This record wasn't better.
MGK, hold on. Let me see who else did he battle that I can remember.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, I listen, Eminem is one of the greatest lyricists of all time, right? That's mm-hmm. There's no question. He's one of them. But when 50 says nobody has come close, who has M really gotten to the ring with? He's picked on pop stars. Nick Cannon.
Benzino.
Come on, man.
I'm just going through the list, man. I can't think anymore.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, where did this reputation come from?
GK. He threw a shot at you.
Oh, yeah. Me.
Moby.
Man, shut up, Drum.
Shut up,
Drum. Stop talking. What you talking about? Right. I'm saying, but he's right, though. Moby, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Nick Cannon. Like, who is M got busy with for real, for real?
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, also, Cardi B, she was in Vogue. She's on the cover of Vogue, her and her baby. She opened up about feeling like people in her career are tired of seeing her winning. She feels like the press gets at her now that she's winning. She sees a lot of hate tweets and people hating on her, so she seems like people just don't want to see her win anymore. And also, she talks about her relationship with Offset, and they said she had to have Priest help save their marriage after he cheated. So I'm sure they went to a counselor and probably talked to somebody and had conversations.
Counselor, no.
Talked to forgiveness and all
exorcism.
That.
Exorcism. Get that cheating devil up out of you, because black men don't cheat. Okay, you got to get that Satan cheating devil up out of you with an exorcism, goddammit. We've all been there, right? I've been in a room with my head spinning around, throwing up all over the place.
Yeah,
get that demon out of me.
Yeah, well, it's out.
That's right. 4 years clean, baby.
There you go. Thank God. Okay. All right. Now, that is your rumor report. Now, when we come back, who you giving that donkey to?
Oh, man, this is going to bring me great joy to give Le'Veon Bell to the New York Jets donkey today. Remember last week we had a whole discussion about using crazy excuses to not go to work?
Yeah.
Yeah, Le'Veon had one this weekend.
Oh, boy. All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, indeed.
Roddy Ricch, welcome, sir.
What's poppin'?
First and foremost, congratulations.
Appreciate
number one
it.
Record, nominated for a couple of Grammys. Congratulations.
But you had 3 Grammy noms, right?
Yeah.
For Rax in the Middle?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, 2 for Rax and then I think Ballin' too.
And you got the album out, Please Excuse Me for Being Antisocial. Yeah. Now, I don't like interviewing antisocial people. Now, you got to talk.
Yeah, nah, we gonna talk.
Okay.
Yeah, I can talk. Yeah. I just don't like to, per se.
It ain't even that. It's just, that was a statement for people who don't know me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people who don't know me, if you come across me or you see me, I might not really speak to you like that. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't nothing personal.
Ain't that the worst in the world? Because when you a regular person, nobody care if you don't speak. But now that you Roddy Ricch, you gotta go out of your way to say what's up, man.
You a real That's the first time anybody ever even said that. That's exactly what I was... That's exactly the point. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. That's exactly the point.
And then when you come from a certain environment, it's hard to trust people. You don't know who people friend or foe.
Right.
But for people that don't know, you're from Compton.
Yeah.
Now, how did you get into rapping? How did you start rapping?
I always liked music. This ain't just like something that was just like random for me. Mm-hmm. I always liked it, but I just, when I got older, then I started to pursue it.
But you had a lot of influences coming from Compton. There's so many different artists, whether it's The Game, whether it's Dre, whether it's Kendrick Lamar. Did those people influence you a lot? Because you seen them?
I ain't really seen nobody but Kendrick. Yeah, Kendrick was a real big inspiration for me. I seen him when I was younger, and he told me, like, you should, because I rapped for him when I was, like, 12 years old. And he was just like, you good. Like, you could, you know, at the time. It was just like, you know, like, all right, for sure. You know how you run into a
so somebody was just yes to you.
Yeah, it's just like, mm-hmm. All right, for sure. But we had a cool conversation. It just still, like, I don't, just because we had a cool conversation don't mean I'm about to believe, you know, like, I could be that, because you probably put in a million hours, you feel me? Yeah. And I ain't put in, you feel me? So I'm just like, all right, for sure. But as I got older, and I just been going through all this shit and just really just making it, after doing that and seeing and just reuniting and seeing him again, it was love. Like, that's
all. You remember that first conversation?
Yeah, I saw a picture y'all posted, what, 6 days ago?
Like, yeah.
That was recent?
Yeah.
What was that convo like?
I really just asked him about, like, family, like, how to deal with certain shit with your family, how to deal with just, like, where could I put my money? That'd be good for me.
Where'd y'all meet at? Y'all met to have a meeting together? Like,
One of the homies in the city, L, he, like, really just put us in contact, because I told him, like, I knew him when I was younger. I just want to talk to him because he, like, one of the people that I feel like give me some solid advice on just what I'm thinking about pursuing, just on a business point, just on family, just anything. And he made it happen for me.
So it's a lie when they say you started doing music 2-3 years ago?
No, it's not a lie. Oh. It's just I took it serious.
That's what I was going to say. When did you take it serious? When did you realize I can really make it in this music game?
Like 2-3 years ago, I took it like, I gotta be a rapper. Like, it's just like, I'm going to try to put the work in. You feel me? I'm going to try to go to the studio. I'm going to try to put together a mixtape. I'm going to try to, like, 2-3 years ago was my first mixtape.
Mm-hmm. So who taught you that? Who taught you how to go in there and spit bars here? You got to be a 16, got to do the hooks, all that shit.
My uncles, like, back in the day, like, when I was probably, like, 8, I used to press record for them. But, like, they used to be just in the kitchen just rapping, going back and forth, whatever. And I was just a young around. I used to just press record on the Pro Tools.
My question, can an artist be antisocial and still be an artist when the whole point of being an artist is being social?
For sure.
Okay.
It's not that I'm so much I'm antisocial, but it's like it's only to people who don't understand or don't, like, know me. Like, I'm not about to just walk up to, you know, people you don't know be like, oh, what's up,
yeah, yeah.
I ain't with all that shit, man. Nah, for real. What? That's just me, though. That's everybody around me. Like, if we know you and we rock with you, it's going to be, like, unlimited love. But if it ain't that, then I'm going to just, it's cool. Like, we cool.
Did you want to sign to Dr. Dre? Was that a dream of yours?
I always wanted to sign myself and be an owner. Nipsey taught me that, for sure. Dr. Dre is a legend in the city and always will be, but one thing that was taught to me was just always be your own boss and always understand you want to be somebody who's in control of your situation.
And you said Nipsey taught you that?
Yeah, talk to me about the Nipsey relationship, because you on Racks in the Middle. I see you got Prolific tatted in the same spot Nipsey had it. Rest in peace.
I mean, our relationship was before I was big. When Meek was in jail, Nipsey was, like, really with me a heavy, like, super heavy. Like, I just remember that time was, like, when they was both just really, like, in my life, like, super, like, a lot. Like, I got a picture. It's an old picture. It's not on my Instagram or nothing, but I had the DC and the Armini and Chain together, and I was in front of Nipsey Maybach. But that was before I put Die Young out.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, it just being with them and just really just understanding that, like, every day it wasn't like he just gonna sit me down and just tell me, like, oh, da-da-da-da, but, like, some days he'll sit you in the room, it'll just be you and him. Y'all just chopping it up.
Mm-hmm.
Some days you just really just gotta watch him and just see what he doing and how he interact with his homies, interact with his business partners, just in different places. You'll understand, like, the type of stuff that Nipsey on. Even his kid, just his family, anything, like, when you see how he move, just period, you ain't have to really ask him too many questions, because he teach you not by his words, but by his actions.
When'd you get the tat?
The day after, literally. Right. I came back on the plane, I was so hurt that's what I did. Because when I got my Roddy Ricch tattoo, that was me, first time I had went on vacation for a couple of days. So I got the Roddy Ricch tattoo, and I was like, I'm going to really do something positive with myself. Like, I'm going to be something different.
Do you remember your last conversation with Nip?
It actually was when I was on tour with Post Malone in Europe. He was talking to my bro, Kiefer, for the longest. Mm-hmm. And I was mad because my phone was about to die. I'm like, we at, where was we at? Was that Fridays? And he was just on the phone for a minute. I'm like, tell Nipsey to call you on your phone, God. And then he was like, he talking to you. He says some real shit. I'm like, all right, for sure. So he slid to the side, and he was just talking for a while. And I got back on the phone, and we said a couple words, like, just love you, keep going up. Da, 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 price like that. It's just that was it.
So his death just hit you different.
Yeah, because I first of all, I wasn't in my city, and it's like it just felt weird coming back. It felt crazy. It felt like a ghost town.
All right, we got more with Roddy Ricch when we come back. Matter of fact, let's get into his joint. This one is with Mustard. It's called Ballin'. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Roddy Ricch. What was your relationship with Juice WRLD?
We didn't really have that much of a relationship. But one thing that I did respect was when he brought me to Coachella and he played Cuz. And I was on stage and I got to share that moment with him. That's when I had, not to say I didn't respect him before, but I had, my respect had grew real deep for him because of the fact that he brought me to my first Coachella. We was out there, he like chopped it up. I came to the crib where he was at and we was chopping it up. And when we got on stage, he did that and I didn't even know he was gonna do that. It was just like, enjoy this moment. Like we was on stage, he was like, look, they sing like, and I just respected that from him. Because he showed love when he didn't really have to.
Damn, when you think about that moment now and you think about your record, Die Young, does that put that in a different perspective for you?
No, I feel the same. That's why I be telling people, it's real out here. Even after I done got famous, you know, I find myself going to my city and shit like that really happened. It's really a run down on you. And you got to always be prepared for that. If you ain't from that, then it don't apply to you, but it's real.
Now, you said on War Baby, which I think... it's my favorite record on the album.
Yeah, that's one of mine.
I like War Baby a lot.
I like Peter too.
But you said you don't want to be Ricky or another victim of homicide. So you still have those kind of fears?
It's homicide.
What did
man.
I say?
Homicide. Homicide. All right,
man, murder, whatever. Okay.
Scott. It is what it is. It's a feeling I have. It's a feeling that a lot of people that come from where I come from have. And you feel like you're getting so much good. When is the bad going
to
come?
Waiting for the bad to happen. Mm-hmm. Welcome to my life. That's what, but see, a lot of that is anxiety and PTSD just because you're used to so much bad shit happening that when the good finally happened, you can't even accept the blessings that you've been praying for almost.
I guess that's just what it is. I just accept it. I try to accept that good is coming my way, but I know that I haven't always been a nice person. I really just try to always be positive about everything and know that, like, you know, I do good by people and I have a good heart, you know, so I should be fine.
See, I ain't gonna lie, that scares me if I was your age and having the success you had. See, I'm grown, so a lot of my success came later in life. So I had years and years of really showing improvement through actions and deeds, type of repentance. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, because I was going through the worst shit before I was who I am today.
Like what? You care to elaborate a little bit?
Going, like I said, I went on a little vacation and then I crashed the car, you know. Me and my mom relationship wasn't that good.
Did you patch all that stuff up?
Of course. I'm very family oriented. I'm very into you know, the people around me being straight and always having them, putting them first. At the same token, I gotta understand that without me doing what I do, a lot of people will have to figure out ways, different ways to eat. Not saying they wouldn't, but they will have to figure out ways, other ways to eat. So that's always first, as far as just my actions and what I'm doing. I always gotta, like, I can't, you know, always be there so much. But as far as just like trying to make sure everything is, like, I'm good with everybody. That's definitely a priority for me.
Now you mentioned,
hey, that's how I know I'm not a screen no more. Cause the first time he said he went on vacation, I said that's good, brother, getting some money.
Oh, you probably got a passport.
Yeah, I thought he went on vacation.
Nah, I didn't even go for a long time though. I went for a couple of days. They bailed me out. I ain't gonna sit here.
Charlamagne thought you were in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I thought you was out on a trip.
Nah, man,
I'm not. Your life.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie and tell y'all I'm great, dang. But it, you know, it made me who I am today.
You mentioned earlier that you talked to Kendrick about family.
Mm-hmm.
How has your family been through this, going from the street to now successful Grammy Award, money's coming in, and
about with everybody's family,
their hands start coming out, and Christmas is right around the corner.
You about to get drained?
Nah, I don't never get drained. I know how to say no.
Word.
The people around me, I feel like they gonna feel Christmas, but you know, I ain't gonna go too crazy. It's just, it'll be cool. Honestly, the thing is, man, me being around for Christmas, listen, my mama never put a Christmas tree up.
Why?
You ain't believe in Santa.
I grew up Jehovah's Witness,
so I know. On Christmas, she used to bring my gifts to the room. Wake me up. These your gifts. Merry Christmas. I love you, son.
That's what's up. Santa Claus.
I mean, it ain't, what am I putting a tree up for? It's just me and you. I get it. You want me to sit up here and put this tree together? It's just me and you. We in this. Like, it's never been a part of my regimen to be holiday cheerful.
That's what you tell the ladies when you don't buy them something, right?
Nah, I mean, I don't buy them nothing.
Yeah.
I don't got no ladies.
Is this going to be news to them when they watch this?
No.
Okay.
No. What part? The part that they not getting no gifts or the part that he never
got? He said I got multiple ladies. I ain't got multiple ladies.
But how did you hook up with Mustard for Baller? How did that record come about?
He was tapped in first with Nip. Him, YG, and Nip was the first people to follow me. So they've been on my wave. Like, mm-hmm. It was just a matter of us getting in the studio and actually doing that shit ready. And Ballin' was the first song we made.
And you knew what it was when, as soon as you made it, you know, oh, this is it. This is number one.
Nah.
Yeah, you didn't know.
Nah. I don't think nobody really know it's going number one.
Is it possible to be from the streets of Compton and not get caught up in the gangbanging lifestyle? Do you have to choose a side?
No, you don't have to. But some people just get, either you get pinned up against the wall where it's on your head. I know homies had it worse than me. The homies coming up to your doorstep, come outside, you getting put on. And ain't nothing you could do about it.
Mm-hmm.
Your mama ain't home with what? You been hanging out, and you can't say nothing or do nothing about it. What you gonna do? I mean, that wasn't my situation, but I'm just saying. When you young and you just moving around, it ain't how serious people make it seem like. Oh, he a gang member or da 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 da. It ain't none of that. That's just the way of where I'm from.
Was that something you wanted to do? Or you just, like you said, you just knew
it? I mean, I don't really, you know, it's a part of me. That's all I can say.
And that's how you know he really doing it.
Right, Rich Talk. Like,
because if he wasn't really doing it, he'd be up here screaming it.
Yeah, right.
He'd be dressed in flags. All
I ain't going
to
say that's how you know I'm really doing it. I'm going to say that's what it is, what it is.
Roddy Rich.
Perfect Cody. He ain't going to say nothing.
Sure.
We appreciate you for joining us. Good luck with everything.
By the way, the album is dope. I was telling them that earlier today. Please excuse me for being on social. I like that. Yeah. Roddy got a dope-ass project.
What y'all think about the transitions?
What do you mean, from song to song?
Yeah, did y'all listen to those?
Yeah, nah, I thought it was...
The transition.
I liked it.
Oh,
it sounded good. It sounded like a whole
go listen. Go listen to...
You arranged your own album? That's what you're trying to say?
Nah. It's just some music. I teamed up with 1500 and nothing and did post-production on my And I just want to see if y'all with the way the songs really merge into each other.
Yeah.
If y'all pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
The songs are like... Do some different little in between. So if y'all got time, ever
I get what
just go
saying.
Back into it and just listen. And that's how it becomes one.
When the beat keep going,
yeah.
After you finish rapping, okay,
into
gotcha.
It goes to fade into nothing.
Yeah, that's really yeah. So I don't know. I just wanted to see if y'all was tapped.
I like War Baby. I like Peter with Meek. I love God's Eyes.
Hell yeah.
They're my favorite tune so far.
For sure. Good looking.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Appreciate it.
Roddy Rich, it's the Breakfast Club. Right. Good morning.
One.
The Breakfast Club.
Justin.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
And if you haven't heard, we'll give you a Juice WRLD update. Some more, I guess this came from TMZ. They believe that when Juice WRLD left LA and was flying to Chicago, that one of the pilots reported seeing, I guess, a gun and reported that the entourage possibly had narcotics. So when they landed finally in Chicago, the police were waiting for them. And they believe the police did a check of the bags. They had a sniffing dog, walk by the bags, and the dog alerted them that there's possible narcotics in the luggage. They believe that Juice WRLD, they're saying, possibly got nervous or scared and swallowed a bunch of painkillers in an attempt to hide them from the feds. When they did that, they believe minutes later he started having seizures and was rushed to the hospital. They found in the luggage under the plane 70 pounds of weed. They also found three weapons, but the three weapons were all registered. And they also believe they found some codeine on the flight as well. I'll just say allegedly because these are what sources are saying.
Yeah, man, his team really failed him. His team failed him because Juice WRLD is a multi-platinum artist. There's no reason for a multi-platinum artist to have 70 pounds of marijuana on a goddamn private jet.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? That sounds like somebody was getting their hustle on and using, you know, Juice WRLD's situation to bring their contraband into the city, man. And I think that's so whack because you're supposed to protect Juice WRLD at all costs. Juice WRLD is the business. You know what I mean? Now your business is gone. For what? And even with those pills, yeah, he shouldn't have had the pills on him, but somebody should have took that charge. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. There was absolutely no reason for Juice WRLD to have to do that to those pills, man. But even bigger than that, I just think it's bigger than drug use. You know what I'm saying? It's like you got to ask yourself, what are these brothers trying to escape?
Right.
Like, it's not as simple as a bunch of kids getting high. It's kids who have mental health issues they haven't dealt with, anxiety, depression, trauma they haven't healed. And once they start self-medicating, man, it gets to a really bad place.
It's very addictive, and it's hard to get off. And Jordan Lucas actually got a lot of backlash for his statement. He said, Juice WRLD was 21. He was a product of our generation of rappers who glorified drugs and made it cool. I'm blaming y'all for this ish. All that lean and pills, glorify, and talk about, you're teaching the kids to do it. Shaking my head. You happy now? R.I.P. Juice WRLD, gone too soon.
Joyner is right.
Yeah.
But it's layers, man. And like I said, we have to get to these kids early because these kids are dealing with mental health issues that, you know, they just have not dealt with. Like trauma is real. And if you haven't healed that trauma, if you got anxiety, depression you're dealing with, you start self-medicating and that makes you feel good, that's what you're going to stick with. But if you catch these kids young, like, you know, when they're in elementary school, when they're in middle school, and you can actually give them real tools and real resources to deal with their trauma, to deal with their anxiety, deal with their depression, whether it's therapy, whether it's counseling, whether it's meditation, whatever it is, that's why it's so big. We got to have social emotional learning in these schools, man. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if we can get these kids early, we could probably prevent the drug use.
Absolutely. Like I say all the time, have that conversation with your kids early, man. Be very honest.
Because a lot of these kids just trying to escape.
Right.
Like, they literally just trying to escape whatever it is that they're going through. When Juice WRLD was up here, he talked about his mental health issues and how when he would talk about his anxiety, his depression, or his homeboys would, people would tell him, go to church. Or they would tell him, smoke a blunt. What you think this generation is doing? They're not just smoking blunts. They doing pills. They drinking alcohol. They doing lean. They doing whatever they can do to escape the feelings that are going on inside of their head. But you can't run from yourself, bro.
And also, and some positive news, congratulations to Cassie. Cassie welcomes her baby girl to the world, 8 pounds, 4 ounces, 21 inches long.
Mm-hmm. Cassie and her man.
Alex Fine.
Diddy, that ain't good news for Diddy.
No, but well, the baby's name is
Somebody
Frankie.
Somebody check on Diddy, please.
Frankie Fine. So congratulations to Cassie and Alex Fine.
Check on our brother Diddy, make sure he ain't somewhere, you know what I'm saying, self-medicating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And also, shout out to Pusha T. Pusha T just revealed him and his wife are expecting their first child. They put up a Christmas card and said, life goes on and babies are born. And mine's on the way. Couldn't wait to say it in a song.
So, that's not the first time he's announced a child in a song. You know what I'm saying?
I hate you.
I want to put the bonds for Pusha T.
I hate you.
You know what I mean?
I hate you.
He is having a child!
I hate you. Okay. I hate you. You know what? I hate you. All right? And that is your rumor report. You're not a nice guy. You know that. I just want to put that out there. Revolt! We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. Get your request in. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Shout out to Roddy Ricch for joining us this morning.
Salute to Roddy Ricch. I enjoy that young man. He's got a dope project out right now called Excuse Me For Being Antisocial. You should check it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else I like about Roddy Ricch, man? I told him this yesterday. I should have said it during the interview. I told Roddy Ricch I think he's going to go far, and the reason I think he's going to go far is, number one, he makes good music, but number two, he knows how to talk.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of these young guys, you know, they come in here and, you know, they're dealing with a lot of, you know, anxiety, and they got insecurities, and, you know, they don't have that self-esteem yet,
right.
You know what I mean? And they just don't know how to communicate properly. And plus, we just live in an era that's so socially awkward anyway because of social media. None of these people know how to look people in the eyes and have conversation.
True.
That young man, Roddy, knows how to do that.
Yes,
that's going to take him a long way.
Shout out to Roddy Ricch. Definitely pick up his project, all right? And when we come back, positive note, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. I got to shout out two people. I got to shout out Pro Style. Shout out to Pro Style that works at our station here. I've been helping Pro Style get some properties. Me and my partner, Caesar, flipping NJ, and he picked up his another 3-family property. So shout out to him, creating that generation of wealth. And a young man that I don't know that actually just came to one of our seminars. His name is, his Instagram name is Dr. Sal Mix. He actually picked up a couple of 3-unit family homes as well. So congratulations to those individuals, man. I love to see people creating generational wealth for their family.
You're helping people buy properties.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I thought you didn't know what you was doing.
Yeah, I heard somebody say I didn't know what I was doing. But congratulations to them. I tell everybody, I own, at the end of this year, I'll probably own 150 units Caesar owns well over 1,000 units. And what we try to do is just try to help people and try to teach people how to get into the real estate game. And the reason we did it was there were so many people when we would buy properties and we would look at the block of people fixing up properties or on these auction houses or just seeing people. And none of the people ever looked like us. And we was like, why? And the reason was a lot of times we just didn't know how to. So if I can help somebody or teach them how or get them a hookup or try to help somebody fix their credit or get some lending, I try to do as much as I can. I love to see people, you know, making money and people helping their families and making sure their families are secure. So I'll continue to do that.
Word.
Now, you got a positive note?
Yeah, man. I want to tell everybody out there who's always feeling underestimated, I want you to know that there's no freedom quite like the freedom of being constantly underestimated. If you understand that, then you understand life.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with your friends. Or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing a pic from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.